This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 27th. God's word for you today is entitled. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 7. And it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Entitlement is a belief that I am inherently deserving of certain privileges or special treatment. In other words, with entitlement, you feel that you deserve something. Some say, I deserve to have children. After all, children are a blessing from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. I deserve to have children. Or are you saying that people do not deserve to have children? I believe that over the next few days, as we engage entitlement, we all will be better equipped to answer this question. I deserve to be married. I have walked the straight and narrow, and I have kept God's word. Why am I not married? I am tired of the single thing. All the girls and boys that were doing rubbish are getting married, but I have kept myself pure. I deserve to get married. Really? I deserve to be wealthy. I am intelligent and hardworking. I have an enterprising spirit. I deserve to be wealthy. I deserve a bigger house. After all, my husband can afford it. It is a spirit of entitlement. I deserve a bigger car. How can I be driving this kind of car with the kind of husband that I have? I deserve to watch television when I come back from work. I have worked really hard. I deserve to have peace and quiet in my house so I can watch television and catch up with the news. I deserve to spend as I choose to because I work hard for my money. The spirit of entitlement is not of God. You will notice that everything that has been mentioned is legitimate. I have not mentioned anything that is not even covered in God's word as a promise. However, entitlement is a thieving spirit, a stealing spirit. If allowed, entitlement will rob you of peace. Feeling you deserve a new outfit for whatever occasion can destroy the peace in a marriage. Do you know that? And it is because you feel entitled to it. You feel it is your right. I was reading the story of a lady. All our friends in the same department had all expenses paid tickets to Disneyland with their children. She was the only one who did not get the ticket, and she felt she was entitled to the ticket to Disneyland with her children. Why would I be the one who will not get it? After all, I even come earlier than all those who got the ticket. Self-righteousness is the sister of entitlement. And the Bible says, all our self-righteousness is as filthy rags before God. It counts for nothing. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. Please read. If allowed, entitlement not only will rob you of peace, but it will also rob you of vision. Let us pray. Father, help me remember that all that I am and all that I have are gifts of your grace and not products of my skill or productivity. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.